The Gist. With the Recover Initiative's initial funding of $1.15 billion about to run out, the initiative was handed a $500 million lifeline from the Biden administration. Whether Recover deserved such a lifeline is beyond the scope of this blog. But suffice it to say, the initiative has impressed no one, and its initial slate of clinical trials received much criticism. With the tenuous funding state Recover is in, it behooves the initiative to make the maximum use of its dollars. Thus far, it has spent the lion's share of them on rudimentary observational studies that have failed to produce any insights, thus putting more pressure on Recover to deliver with its clinical trials. Recover, however, continued its conservative bent by focusing mostly on low-risk, low-reward clinical trials. Recover was so behind the eight ball on its proposed exercise study that it was forced to postpone the study for a year and rejigger it. In its current iteration, people with post-exertional malaise will not be in the exercise portion of the study, and people with post-exertional malaise will instead engage in pacing. This 1,200-person study may cost as much as $50 million. In a similar vein, Recover is spending enormous amounts of money to study low-risk, low-reward treatments such as cognitive retraining, sleep hygiene, melatonin, and light therapy for sleep that are well-known and readily available. Its stimulant, transcranial magnetic stimulation, evabradine, Paxlovid, and IVIG trials are more welcome, but all these treatments have been tried in ME/CFS, and it is unlikely any will prove particularly helpful for more than a subset of patients. Recover's conservative, low-risk, low-reward approach to long COVID meant that it missed the chance to provide substantial help to long COVID patients. By putting all its eggs in the big trials basket, Recover missed the chance to assess a wide variety of drugs in smaller trials that could have paved the way for real success. Check out the blog for a list of them.